Right, well, welcome to the first one of these for 2024. And just looking at what's been happening around the world, you know, obviously there's an expectation that central banks are going to start cutting interest rates this year. And in the case of the US, that might start pretty early, as early as March. And the rate cuts will be substantial, well over a percentage point by the end of the year. You know, that was what was driving markets through December and into even the first part of January. There was a setback, obviously, in market sentiment the first week of January, but it's had quite a deal of recovery over the course of the past week. As far as the economic data is concerned, though, there are signs that, you know, we should be looking rather more cautiously at this expectation that rates will be cut fairly soon in the US and substantially over the year, and it applies also to Australia. So just looking at the data over this past week, you know, we had reports like the December CPI. You know, the CPI is starting to get a bit sticky now. It was up 0.3% for the month. The market was looking for 0.2. And as a result of that, the annual CPI rate of inflation has gone up to 3.4% from 3.1%. So this last couple of months, it's actually been lifting that annual inflation rate. So that should be one area of caution. The core CPI, you know, taking out the volatile items, that was also up by 0.3%. And is up at 3.9%. So it's a long way north of the Fed's 2% inflation target that it's going to try and get down to at some point. There was a bit of excitement towards the end of the week because when you're looking at goods prices, the pipeline for that in terms of producer prices were actually quite low. So we had December PPI and we had back-to-back declines of 0.1% month on month. So as a result of that, the annual rate of change in producer prices is only 1% year on year. But producer prices are almost all about goods prices. And sure, goods prices are going to be one of the moderating influences in the CPI through the course of this year. But where it's getting sticky is very much in service prices. And also the reduction in goods prices, we have to be a bit wary about that. The world, as we know, has become a less stable place over the course of the Christmas New Year period. And the Middle East crisis has started to threaten international trade. So the risk of supply chain issues starting to resurrect, which would reverse much of that fall running through producer prices, is actually quite high. But you know, that's not factored into the way the market's thinking at the moment. The other part is that the US economy is still growing relatively strongly. Not last week, but the week before, we had the latest non-farm payrolls numbers out of the US. They lifted more than expected by 216,000 for the most recent month. And the unemployment rate is low and steady at 3.7%. But importantly, wages are starting to drift up again in the US. So average hourly earnings, for example, were up by 0.4%. They're up 0.4% the month before. The annual rate of wage growth has actually lifted in the US to 4.1 from 4. So we've still got relatively robust economic growth and pointing to further tightness in the labour market. The weekly initial jobless claims, which before Christmas, you know, up in the 230,000s, have come down to just above 200,000. So that's a sign of more tight labour market conditions to come. The most recent week, they were expected to be 210,000. They came in at 202,000. That compared with 203,000 for the week before. So you know, we've got this bit of split between the way the market's looking at things, which is, oh, you know, this lay down is there that central banks are going to start cutting rates and cutting them by a lot. And these signs of resilience in US economic growth and also the tightness of the labour market, which suggests no way, it's going to be very, very difficult for that to occur. They get excited from time to time when they get a producer price index number that comes through, but that can't offset these pressure points that we're seeing elsewhere. We get a fair bit of data in the US going through this week. It's a holiday to start with. So Monday today in the US is Martin Luther King Day holiday. So there'll be nothing happening there much today. But as we go into the week, we get some retail sales data, for example, coming out. That's going to be pretty important. It's been pretty robust. So back in November, retail sales in the US rose by 0.3%. They're expected to be up another 0.1%. And core retail sales were up 0.2% going back to the month of November, expected to be up 0.2 for the current month. We get a fair bit of housing data in the form of building permits and housing starts. Housing starts in particular were very strong going back to November. They're up by 14.8%, so it'd be reasonable to expect some sort of give back on that. But housing permits probably going the other way, probably going to be up about 0.2%. We get existing home sales, which have been going pretty well. They were up 0.8% going back to the month of November. They're expected to be up another 0.3% for the month of December. And right at the end of the week, we get the mid-month look at the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. Going back to the beginning of the month, we had a good bounce on this, all the way up to 69.7 from low 60s going back the month before. There's an expectation that should drift back a little bit to 69.3. We'll wait and see whether that occurs. You know, the other part that we're looking at, of course, in the US this week, we're starting to look at US politics. We're into the very first stages of the presidential election race. Yeah, sure, it's not till November, but we get the primaries starting, and it's the Iowa caucus who'll be meeting this week. And particularly, you know, people are looking at the Republican side of that to see who they're going to be selecting as their candidate. You know, there's a feeling that, you know, these caucuses are going to run very much towards selecting Donald Trump on that side. But Iowa might be an interesting one. It's very much an agricultural state, and Trump is proposing in terms of putting a fence up around America, you know, keeping tariffs high, doesn't actually suit farmers in the US, and they know it. And so this is very much a rural state, and so it may be capable of throwing some surprises. So we'll wait and see just how that runs as we go through the course of the week. Whilst we're on politics and geopolitics, it's worth noting that, you know, over the course of this past week or so, things have deteriorated in the Middle East. That's where you know, shipping in particular is now having to take the long route around the Middle East, all the way around the bottom of South Africa, to get to our part of the world. So this is going to be starting to add to costs. So, you know, supply chain issues, Mark II, are probably just starting to loom large too, with the geopolitical issues. And one in our own area of the world, of course, we had the Taiwan election last week, which voted for democratic government there, which has certainly annoyed the Chinese. So we have some issues which are just starting to show there on the geopolitical side. Just moving to China, last week, we had a little bit of data out of there. We had their CPI and producer price index. Their economy still has excess capacity. So the CPI, it was up, not as much as expected. It was only expected to be rise by 0.2% month on month. It rose only 0.1%. As a result of that, the annual deflation rate has moderated to minus 0.3% year on year from minus 0.5%. Producer prices out of China are still very, very low. Minus 2.7% year on year from minus 3%. So if anything, you know, it's adding to, you know, just that dichotomy inside inflation rates around the world, where, you know, goods prices are under some sort of control and are actually deflating in some cases. But when we're looking at service prices, they're still very high. We also had trade data out of China. It was a little bit better. So we had December exports. They were up by 2.3% year on year, up from 0.5% going back the month before. And imports rose by 0.2% after being down 0.6% the month before. This week, China's always the first country to report to the latest GDP. This will be for Q4 last year. It comes out on Wednesday, and, you know, they were at 4.9% year on year. It may drift a little bit higher to 5.2%, but nobody be too would be too taken by that as a strong sign, because there's so many other factors inside China which are still looking very, very difficult, not least the property sector and some of the issues over the last week or two which have shown in the shadow banking sector over there, with some of the issues starting to develop there. It's similar for some of the December month indicators that are coming out this week, all on Wednesday. And fixed asset investment, for example, in China is expected to be the same as the month before, and pretty soft, at 2.9% year-on-year. December industrial production may lift a touch to 6.8 from 6.6, but December retail sales, if anything, will probably come down to 8.1% from 10.1. So you know, still looking at pretty softish change running through China. Moving to Australia, and it's been surprising some of the data reports we've had running through late December and this first part of January. They're not all what you'd expect. There's some signs of strength in the economic activity indicators. The inflation rate, the monthly inflation rate, came back a little bit more than expected, but probably not enough to really get the Reserve Bank comfortable. Looking at some of the activity indicators, we do seem to be getting a fair bit of strength running through housing at the moment, and it's not so much in house prices but in actual activity. So we had November home building approvals. We had a big rise in home building approvals going back to October. They rose by 7.2%. So the market thought, we'll get a fall of about 2% on the back of that. We got a rise, another rise of 1.6%. So home building approvals, if anything, are starting to lift off the bottom. So a little bit of strength starting to show through there. We had November retail sales data came out. And sure, there was an awful lot of special sales, including the Black Monday sales at the end of the month. But it was way stronger than expected. We got a 2% lift in the month, taking retail sales to a record high. If anything, consumption spending is going to be contributing pretty powerfully to GDP in the fourth quarter. That was stronger than expected. New home loans were stronger than expected. We had a very strong rise in new home loans, the value of new home loans going back to October, when they rose by 5.6%. Everybody thought, they'd be flat after that. Well, they rose another 0.5%. It was particularly strong in the investor class in housing. So some strength running through there. And we had some trade data. And the trade data for the month of November, a massive lift in the trade surplus to $11.4 billion from $7.7 billion. Exports rose by 1.7% as we had a fall running through imports, but it implies that trade's going to be making a big contribution to GDP in the fourth quarter as well. The only part which sort of runs in the narrative that, the RBA's can pause and probably start to cut rates by the time we get to the middle of the year, which is what everybody's believing at the moment and is driving much of the activity in markets, was the November CPI. The monthly CPI came down to 4.3 from 4.9, mostly petrol prices running through there, but service prices are still holding up pretty well in there. So, and remembering that 4.3% is still a long way north of 3%. It's interesting that there's some relative strength running through the Australian side. One factor that might help to explain it, another one of the indicators that came out over Christmas New Year period was household wealth. Household wealth had one of its biggest rises on record in the quarter, up 2.7% quarter on quarter. Household wealth, if anything, is countering some of the other factors which are keeping people depressed about things. This week in Australia, we get a few sentiment indicators. We get ANZ job ads come out today, together with the December inflation gauge that's put out by Melbourne Institute. The ANZ job ads, was down by 4.6%, but was still up over 30% year-on-year going back last month. Be interesting to see what that shows. The inflation gauge for November was up 0.3% going back to November. December will probably be down a little bit because of what's been happening to petrol prices. Wednesday we'll get Westpac consumer sentiment. That had a boost going back last month because the RBA was on hold at the beginning of December. So it was up by 2.7%. It may hold up for the January reading as well. We also get, importantly, the labour market data. going back to November, the labour market was very strong. It showed a rise of 61,500 in employment. Market expects another 16,000 increase in employment. The participation rate, which was a record high, 67.2%, is expected to come back to 67.1%, and the unemployment rate to be stable at 3.9%. So still a pretty tight labour market there. Running towards early February when we get the next Reserve Bank meeting. Europe last week, again, most of the indicators are firmish. There's an exception there. Retail sales in Europe are not going as well as they are here. In November, they fell by 0.3% after rising 0.4% the month before. But we had the business and consumer survey for the month of December. That lifted quite a bit to 96.4 from 94.0, so slightly more optimism there. And the unemployment rate for the month of November came down again, so it's down to 6.4% from 6.5% the month before. So, again, the sign that tight labour market conditions are still in Europe, even though it's pretty soft economic activity. Not a lot of data this week. We get some industrial production data, some trade data, which is doing quite well out of Europe. They're expected to see a surplus there of about 11 billion euro. And we get the economic confidence survey, which is expected to come back a little to 21.9 from 23.0. But looking all told through Christmas, New Year, December was another huge month for financial assets where we had rallies in just about everything. We had a bit of a caution running through the first week of January. We've been trying to recover a bit of that in the second week of January. But it looks as if the market's way too optimistic about prospects for rates given where some of these economic numbers have been running over the holiday period.